Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burwell. Grateful and thankful to God for another opportunity to come and share with you all today. My guest today is Mr. Watson. Are you there? Amen. Well, I'm going to wait to see where our guest is. I'm grateful to have this young man be a part of what we're doing on today, and we'll wait for him to show up. Amen. Hello.
Can you hear me,
John? Yes. Hey.
I've been
how
online.
Are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Praise God. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'm excited to hear what you have to say regarding purpose and finding yours. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can go as you feel led to go. I'm excited to hear what you have to say. Amen.
Well, definitely just excited to be on the show tonight. Definitely been looking forward to this, and really think that this topic is very important when we talk about finding purpose. And this is some of the things that I always talk about all the time when you talk about finding purpose. That's something right now that's very underrated right now, is people, you know, willing to not only find their purpose but willing to actually pursue their purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at it, there's people are fearful when it comes to pursuing the purpose, the thing that God has instilled inside their heart. Because a lot of times we question ourselves, okay, are we going to be able to do it? Are we going to be successful at doing it? And are we going to be able to make an income, a good income, while doing it?
Wow.
And see, that's the thing right now. You know, when you talk about finding purpose, and what you do, you have to also factor in about faith, because there's nothing you can do at a high level without having very high level of faith.
Mm-hmm.
While doing it.
Mm-hmm. You said something about being fearful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, as you stated, that in this season and this dispensation that we're in, I think often when a glimpse of your true reality is shown to you, sometimes it becomes overwhelming. And I think that, along with not thinking that you have the capability or the capacity to fulfill, is the thing that makes us fearful when it comes to receiving our purpose. How do you see that?
Well, I just still think that we don't really realize it. I could say a lot of times we run away from our purpose. You know, we have a lot of different excuses at times for us not to pursue our purpose. You know, we have,
mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the right time. You know, it's not going to work. You know, I have a family to raise. I have to pay bills and all those things like that. We really don't see, you know, we talk about faith a lot. And that's one of the things I always mention all the time is that we say we have faith in God, and we say, you know, we're willing to take a leap of faith and everything like that. But faith is not just the words. But faith is action. You know, faith
Absolutely.
Is being able to kind of be able to step out. Because, you know, I always mention people. You know, we always talk about the desires of our heart as far as, you know, we want the financial increase. And one of the things that
mm-hmm.
I learned is that the increase is you get the increase while you as you step out. The increase doesn't come in your present place. You have to step out to be able to receive and be able to get that financial increase and that prosperity that you so desire.
Amen. Amen. I'm in agreement with that because, yeah, faith is movement. Faith is action. Faith is not something that you ponder on or lays dormant. It requires some movement. And I think, too, that people always say, well, I'm waiting for God to do it. I'm waiting for God to do it. I'm waiting for God to do it. But God is saying, you know, I'm waiting for you to do it. I've given
exactly.
you what you need to fulfill your purpose. You've got everything. I'm even placing people in your life that will empower you and strengthen you and fine to the components that are there. But now I'm waiting for you to do something.
Yeah, and one of the things too is that anytime we have a purpose, a desire, a lot of times for us we cannot move because we can't do anything until we get confirmation. And a lot of us are out there trying to get confirmation from every person we can. It's because what we're
yeah.
trying to do, we're trying to get other people to make this
to validate
for us
you.
Instead of us being able to make decisions for ourselves. And by
yeah.
doing that. You delay the process because success and purpose is a process as it is, and
mm-hmm.
you will continue to delay that process as you continue going on trying to get confirmation from other people. You have to be able to get the confirmation from yourself. You have to be able to trust yourself and your abilities of what you have in your heart and your spirit when it comes to talking about purpose.
Yeah, and when you talk about process too. When you're seeking that validation from others, that can initiate another process because God will have you working towards an expected end. By you now seeking validation from man, asking this one, asking that one, what's their opinion, how they think, and not seeking him for the answer, then you're taking side roads and you have to detour back to the main road where he has you on. So you're initiating another process by seeking the advice of man. Because often man doesn't really, you know, those that you're going to may not even understand what your purpose is. They don't really understand to the fullness what God has placed on the inside of you. So how then can they direct you?
Definitely. And one of the things, too, I just wanted to say is that tonight, for the people out there that's listening about this, you know, finding purpose, maybe there's someone out there who hasn't found that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's someone out there who has found their purpose, and after tonight, they're gonna have that encouragement, that energy that they need to be able to go ahead and start to pursue that purpose. Because there's a different ball game between knowing purpose and pursuing purpose is like two totally different things right there. You can know
right.
your purpose, but not pursue it.
Absolutely.
And so that's what we want to really get in tonight. But just off of my experience, you know, because I found my purpose at 23.
Bless
and
your heart.
It took me a while doing a lot of things that I didn't want to do. And see, this is why it's very important for you to be able to define your purpose and know what your calling is. If you know what your calling is. It makes life a little bit more easy for you because anytime there's an opportunity coming your way, you look at your purpose before you make that decision. When you don't have a purpose, you take any and every opportunity coming your
Absolutely.
Way because you have no direction.
Absolutely.
And that's what the whole finding purpose is. It's a direction because any and everything we do, it has to be some kind of direction, some kind of reason for you doing it. You're going to college for a reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of times, you know, right now people they go in college and it's like it's the wrong mindset. You're going to college because you find a field, you find a major based on the demand of the major.
Right.
Of the industry,
economy and the world. Yeah.
And you're not trying to find anything that you love. See that word love is underrated because you have so many people right now working jobs and in careers that they hate, but they're just doing it just for the income.
Yes. Yes. And we should never.
But they're miserable.
I was going to say we should never let the need for provision be the thing that guides us to understanding our purpose and the potential that's in us. But that's what a lot of people do. What's the highest paying job right now in the market? That's what I'm going to go after. And you'll get there and end up toiling because it's not in alignment with what your purpose is. So like you said, you'll go, you'll hate it, you'll be mad about it, but it's what you chose. So that's where it is. We've got a caller that wants to come in. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, caller, area code 203. Thank you for joining the Empowerment Place. Did you have a comment or a question? No? Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to find my purpose.
Okay, you're trying to find your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that I would actually say about that, when you look at finding purpose and trying to find your purpose, the first thing you want to look at is always what is something that you truly love.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything that you like, but what is something in your life that you truly love, something that you think about every day, something that you just can't get off of your mind. That's the first question you ask yourself, because really, if you write these things down and you ask yourself these questions, what I found is that the answers are right in the questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you can go and ask them because it's four questions. I was going to go over with her real quick, so that way it could be to help her. But you can.
I'll let you go first. Over your four because it may be a part of that, and if not, then I'll go ahead.
Okay. Well, the second question you want to ask yourself is, what is something that you are willing to do for free? Because when you can find yourself willing to when you can find yourself doing something for free, that's how you know you got a passion for something. The third question you want to ask yourself is, what is something that you are willing to do for 40 to 60 hours a week? And the reason why I say that is because when you're first starting off in whatever your purpose is, whether it's to start your own business, whether it's to be a musician or whatever it is like that, it's going to require a lot of time, you know, for the process for you getting started. And if it's not something that you enjoy doing, you're not going to come with energy. And anytime you're working towards something, you have to put your heart and soul into it, and you have to have energy in anything and everything that you're doing. And the last question is, based on your current situation, is your current job or your current situation leading you towards that purpose? And what I mean by your purpose is those first three questions that I mentioned, the answers are in those first three, and that's going to help you to be an answer to that fourth one based on, is your current situation leading you towards that purpose, that calling?
Okay.
So from those questions, do you feel a pull on any particular thing that you're doing right now?
The first two questions was what I look at every day or think about every day, and that answer was makeup.
Okay.
And I'm in school for esthetician.
Okay.
So I guess that's my purpose.
And you have to understand too, because a lot of times people want, when they're trying to find and figure out their purpose, they're expecting it to be a big, big, huge, huge thing. Not saying that yours is not, but we have to understand that all of us will not have the same assignment. All of us mm-hmm. don't have the same purpose. But what's required is that once your purpose is identified and you're in the process of fulfillment, that you're expected to do the very best at what you've been given to do. You're supposed to fulfill your assignment, not expecting to do anything less than a work. Because we've got to know that there's a pilot whose assignment is to fly planes, to get people from point A to point B so that they can fulfill their assignment. There's someone whose assignment is to work in the cafeteria at some school because they're supposed to be the light or the voice to speak into the lives of children that come through who are disheartened. So both of them are fulfilling their assignment, and someone would look at that and say, oh, well, they're just that. Oh, they're that. Don't let anybody, once you start walking in your purpose, don't allow anyone to try to discredit or belittle you in what you've been assigned to do. Because with what you love to do, what you're studying, who's not to say you don't have the next brand in cosmetics? Who's to say? Who's to say you won't get formulas and ideas and colors that you can revolutionize the whole makeup market? But that can happen once you begin to pursue that which you've been given to do. Does that help?
Yes.
Okay, great. Good, good, good.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah, truly awesome. Amen to that. Amen to that. One of the things too that kind of popped up, you mentioned a few words and fulfillment and all those things like that. One of the things that I noticed is that a lot of people, when they do find their purpose, that's the important step. But a lot of people want the success without going through the process. And that's one of the things that I always talk about, and for me, I've had to understand is that there's a process, and you're going to go through some things during that process. And that's why when you do know your purpose, try not to allow the process to eat at you. Because the reason why I say that is a lot of times we may be in a very hard and difficult process. But see, what you have to understand is that that process is getting you in shape for that place called there.
Come on.
And see, you have to look at your process like, let me give you an example. Okay, you have to look at your process like a basic training. In the military, they're not gonna put you on the line without training you first.
That's right.
You gotta be trained before trained before you can get on that line. They're not just gonna put you on that line.
Yeah.
And see, that's one of the things, too. So looking at your process and realizing that, because I could tell you that I recently went through a process, and I'm just glad and so excited that God was able to get me through that process. But I went through a tough and challenging process, a process that had me stressed out. I mean, I didn't really understand my process at the time, realizing of the place I was working at. I was working at this retail store as a cashier, but I'm like, you know, I'm asking myself every day, like, why am I working as a cashier when my calling is to be a speaker?
Right.
But what I realize is that to be a speaker, you need a testimony. You need to have something to be able to motivate and inspire someone about.
Yeah,
and that's what we have to understand.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. You know, some people need, when you're working or operating in purpose, they need to see some authenticity.
Yeah.
You know, I see sometimes people who are counselors, and you know, they say, "Well, you don't understand what I've been through." But if you're a counselor who's gone through what you're trying to help somebody else get through, they're a little more apt to hear you.
Because they have
the
testimony.
I've never done that before. Well, I really don't know how you feel about it. And then they're going to say, so why are you talking to me? it sounds like this is a job to you. This is not fulfillment of purpose because you don't have a story to help me. And people, I think people are really after that. They're really wanting to know that what you're giving me, you're giving to me because it's a part of who you are. And that's what our purpose is. It's a part of who we are. Now, I bless God for you that in your youth, you were able to discover your purpose. Me, on the other hand, I was twice your age plus some before I found mine. I had been busy doing things and fulfilling assignments that people gave me, and they gave me assignments based on what they needed from me. But they were not interested in me fulfilling what God had placed me in the earth to fulfill. So I went about and got tired of running and doing and being and saying everything that man had dictated to me. And then in my 50th year, a light comes on and says, this is what I've called you to do. I need you to fulfill this. And I was like, wow. So now as I go about doing and being and speaking and hearing, I'm not toiling. I'm not tired. I'm not antsy. I'm not angry. But I'm able to move in a flow now that's led by God and not by man. And it's just so peaceful. It's so peaceful. You are blessed. And those that are listening today who are in your younger years, in your 20s, even your 30s, and coming to an understanding of what your purpose is, you are tremendously blessed that you can gravitate to that now and move forward in it. And because you were able to capture it and identify it early, you are the prime resource to really go back now and empower the generation beneath you so that those that are watching don't have to wait until they get 20s or 30s. They can catch it in their teens.
Yes, yes, yes.
They can catch it in their teen years. And begin to move forward and really make an impact in this earth. Nobody says, you know, I hear people, you know, in the church arena who say they're the next generation. Oh, no, they're not. They're now the same way you are now. But it's how are you going to articulate to them what needs to happen now in order that they find their purpose. We've got another caller on hold. I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Empowerment Place. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thank you guys so much for inviting. Hi. Thank you so much for inviting me on the call. Very excited to be on the call. When I was listening to the young lady ask questions about finding her purpose, it really blessed me because I am 40 plus myself.
Amen.
And
amen.
Just understanding, you know, coming to the place where I'm learning my purpose. Even as you guys were talking, I'm just thinking back on the things that I've always had a passion for coming up. And for me, I always felt it was weird because I was, I would watch stuff like Life Today. They do a lot of mission work on there. And every time I would see them talking about the people that they would help and whether it's blessing people with food, clothes, water, things like that, I would just cry. And I've been doing that since I was little.
Wow.
And I really never understood all of what there was until just now.
Amen. Amen.
And I remember working on a job some years ago, an organization that's still in existence today. It's called So Others Might Eat. And they encompass all of that. It's located in Washington, D.C., and they help the homeless, and they have drug counseling, and they do all of those things. And once I got a chance to work in the organization some years ago, and it really blessed me to see that there were people out there, not that I didn't know it, but to be in it, to be on the front line and to get a chance to work in a homeless shelter or to work with adults with special needs or whatever capacity, I was like, I like this. I think this is where I'm supposed to be because it's something that came so naturally. They was like, you are the first person who's ever been able to work in almost every single department. Amen. Within our company. And I'm like, okay, now I feel like I can, you know, move forward now. Because for a long time,
yeah, you
I
can
felt
flow
stuck.
Now.
I didn't know really what to do because everybody always had their opinion of what they thought I should do. But I'm like, God, I don't want to do anything unless I know that I'm happy with it and I enjoy it and it comes easy to me. So
Amen.
Thank you, God, so much. I so appreciate being invited to this call. It's Mr. Watson, you're such a blessing. You got all of
a
blessing.
Thank you.
To the body of Christ, you know, being able to minister to people about finding their purpose, because I'm 42 and I'm just finding mine. But it's never too late for anyone. So thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for sharing.
Well, thank you again.
You're welcome. Now, can I ask you, because of the
yes.
passion that you have for that, how have
mm-hmm.
you individualized that? Because as you're talking, I can hear the passion.
Yeah.
So what have you done individually with that? Can I ask?
I'm just starting to come out, you know, really. I'm just coming out of some things myself. And I'm just in the process of looking for a new church home.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ministries that they talked about was what they have is called the Helping Hands Ministry.
Okay.
And they do feeding the homeless and doing all of that. And I'm like, I can see that, you know, as one of the first things that really piqued my interest that I would dive into, because I've been in ministries before, actually, where I've personally got a whole community outreach off the ground where we gave out food and clothes and things like that. And I'm like, oh, God, I want to do that. I want to be involved to that capacity, because having, you know, children with special needs, it just didn't allow me to have the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now
mm-hmm.
that I have more time on my hands, I can really get out there and go feed the homeless and, you know, and get a chance to just, you know, share Jesus with
Amen.
People who feel like they don't have no hope. Because even for me growing up in a Christian home, I often feel like I didn't have hope myself.
Right. Amen.
But I can
Amen.
Share that with other people. So I hope that I answered that question right.
You did. And because as you were speaking, I was listening. That God said to write your vision, because as much as you really want to be a part of a ministry, there's a ministry within you because of everything that you've experienced, the things, you know, working with the special needs, seeing the needs for the homeless with clothing and food. You have an inside track to that. And on top of having an inside track to how every department operates in an organization, you have a passion mm-hmm. that God has given you. So
I
those
sure
are all
will.
Components of your vision.
That just really blesses me. I'm trying not to get all emotional and have a real girly
but
moment
it's okay.
and cry.
There are some things that God has spoken to you that are not a piece of somebody else's ministry. It's a piece to yours.
And that's when I say that, it's just so on point and so God, it really, really is, because you don't know that I had those things written down in my journal already.
Amen.
I have
Amen.
Names and ideas and everything written down
Amen.
Already.
Amen.
And so I just really thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
I really
do. So don't
do.
Forfeit what he's placed in you to try to connect it to something else unless he leads you. But really take a moment as you begin to still cultivate and go through your process of having your purpose fulfilled, that you allow those things to connect to those things that you've already written down. Because once you, as you say, you're just coming out, once you step out, you don't have to step out half-stepping. You step out full because you've picked up all the pieces that you need in order to go forward.
Amen. And I surely will. God bless
you. Amen.
Thank
God
you
bless
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for calling in. Amen.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Amen. That was good. Amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. Wow. Wow. I bless God. I bless God for how he's speaking today, that lives are already being impacted this first 30 minutes in. Their lives are being impacted. And like you spoke at the beginning, that the premise of this conversation is that even for those who have an understanding of what their purpose is, to now move forward and bring about the fulfillment. Amen.
Yeah, amen, amen to that. And you know, I'm just so excited on because this topic, you know, is just definitely something that, you know, that relates to everyone because it's one of those things that are, you know, this truly important, you know. And one of the things that I always talk about is just saying that we have people in this lifetime that are living, and we have some people that are existing.
Yes.
And we have so many people. I mean, God has created so many talented people. I mean, we have people who can be singers. They could be
mm-hmm.
writers.
Mm-hmm.
They could be business owners. They could be all these all these different things like that. But some of them are not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in the right place. And it once God puts that on your heart, once God gives you that gift, it's up to you to pursue the gift.
Yes.
It's up
yes.
to you to pursue the gift.
Amen.
Because in this lifetime, not only do you have a gift, but you have a season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important for you to be able to realize and understand that of what your gift is and when your season is.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it's your season, I notice things start to click.
Yeah, they do.
They start to click, and I recognize that because I knew that I knew this year was my season. I went through a lot of little things come into this season. I went into mm-hmm. things having some issues with writing this book and trying to get people to get on board with what I was doing. But I knew this was my assignment.
Amen.
And when I first started that process last year, I had people telling me I was too young to write a relationship guidebook. I had people telling me nobody was going to buy that book. And the funny thing about it, people was telling me they weren't telling me the truth about publishing.
Come on.
But I kept my faith in God. I kept my faith in God.
Mhm.
I was determined to finish this mission, this assignment. And by my determination, I kept walking. I kept
Amen.
Writing. I kept doing it. And as I kept doing it, he started to bring resources around me.
Mm-hmm.
He started bringing people that I needed. He started bringing me a team.
Amen.
And when he started bringing me a team, he continued to bring me a team. Then he started opening more doors for me. He started opening doors for me to start speaking. He started opening doors for me to start being on a lot of different radio shows. He even opened the door for me to be a co-host. And he's opening
Amen.
The door now for me to continue to keep ministering to people and continue to keep helping people because I could tell anybody and everybody that I love helping people. That
right.
that is my pride and my joy. The more people I can be able to get, I want people to be fulfilled. I want
Amen.
People to be able to maximize their gifts and talents. I don't want people to just exist. I want them to live. I want them to be happy. I want them to be in their passion and in their purpose and calling.
Living on purpose. Amen. 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 That's good what you said about your pursuing and, you know, naysayers. Naysayers are just they naysayers. I think you know that's they feel like that's a piece of who they are, but often the enemy, because the enemy has really no clue what's going on with us unless we start opening our mouth with doubt and fear and all those things. But like we talked about earlier, when we're seeking the validation of other men, women, whatever, seeking their validation, that's when we're opening up the opportunity for naysayers to get components of our vision, our plan, our drive, and to begin to nitpick at us. And if your faith is not what it needs to be, if you don't have a strong foundation in the Word of God, if you're not rooted and grounded like a tree planted by the rivers of water and shall not be moved, then when the naysayers start talking and start picking and start going into your past and bringing up things and some things obvious, some things not, then, you know, sometimes you get off track. You start
yes, yes.
allowing doubt to filter in to make you say, as soon as one thing goes wrong, see, you can't do it. You don't have what it takes. See, I told you this was a waste of time. But because you have a made-up mind and understand that this is my assignment and I have to fulfill, there's no option here. There's no option. You know, everybody's talking about, well, you got a choice. When it comes to purpose, you know, that's like, here's life and death. Choose life. Because your purpose becomes a part of who you are. And like you said, you can't live if you're not living on purpose. Then you're just existing. Because you find yourself toiling. You find yourself angry. You find yourself going through motions. And when you're not living on purpose, when it relates to your things in ministry, on your job, it will even affect your relationships with people when you're not operating in purpose. Because at that time, you're still seeking. And so you see something in the relationship that somebody else has, and you said, okay, now I want that. And all of that becomes self-pleasing, self-seeking. You're operating in self-righteousness, and purpose can't move in that. It's not going to happen. So there's a lot of things that we have to look at, a lot of things that we have to consider, that once we understand what our purpose is and we begin to move in that, then we've got to expect naysayers to open up their mouths. We're expecting the haters to show up. We expect that.
Amen.
Because even the people that are in your circle, not all of them really want to see you succeed. You said God gave you a team, and I believe that as he gave you that team, you sought God. God, what's their purpose for being on this team? What's their assignment? How are they going to help me, but yet how am I going to help them fulfill something? Because even the people that come to you, you say, God, why are they here? And it's not that you're questioning every little move, but you've got to be careful that whoever you allow into your intimate circle of influence, that they are connected in a positive way to bring forth your purpose. Every now and again, you'll get somebody in there that'll slip their hidden agenda.
Yeah.
But that's when God will give you discernment
to shift that thing out. You have that thing. You have some people come in your life for a reason or season. You definitely need to know who's going to be there for the long haul, because that's an important key. Because what you have a lot of times, you mention people that that hate on you, those naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times that those are the ones that are speaking death into your life. But
right.
when you look at it, those people that talk those things about you, they're regretting because they didn't maximize on their ability and what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you to stay at the level that they're at, because they don't want you to go above them what they have accomplished, and so they want to keep you down. But let me tell you this: if you truly love your purpose and your calling, nobody should be able to talk you out of it, and I mean nobody, because that is who you are. It's like if somebody take away your purpose, it's like you pretty much have died. They're taking a part of you, and so that should not be, because that there is a test. When you have naysayers, those are tests, because through this process you're gonna have many and many many tests,
yeah.
And it's more about, can you pass each and every test? Those, they're obstacles. You know, there are things that you have to be able to pass, to be able to see, you know, how strong and how passionate you truly are about this purpose and this calling.
Mhm. Mhm.
And so those are some of the things that we really want to really focus in. But two, I always mention is that the number one thing when you're in the stage is that it's very important that you are sowing the right seeds.
And what
I mean by that is that you have a lot of people who are wondering, that they're questioning themselves each and every day, every morning. Why do I have such bad luck? I'm a failure. I'm not going to accomplish anything. You know, I've gone as far as I'm going to go, but I'm going to tell you this. But see, those are seeds that you are planting each and every day. And when you plant seeds, they grow. And they rise,
yes.
And you wonder why am I in this position right there? Because you've been planting the wrong seeds. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to, if you want to have a prosperous life, a successful life, you gotta start planting the right seeds. And you have to be around people that they're gonna be able to help you with those seeds. You can't be around, you can't plant good seeds, and you be around people that's gonna put bad seeds around you because they're gonna put bad thoughts in your mind.
Yeah.
You know? And definitely the other thing too is it's very important that we speak in existence. You see, a lot of times, you know, we have to, for some reason, we have to see things before we can believe it. And that's not how this faith thing don't work like that. You can't see it before it happens.
Because I
was mentioning this. I was talking about this the other day. Before you can truly be able to see physical success, you got to be able to see it spiritually.
Absolutely.
You have to be able to see it spiritually before you're going to be able to truly see it.
Yeah.
And you have to start believing it now. You have to start writing it down now. If you see yourself being a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, you need to start writing it down now. Because I can tell you this, it's about repetition and conditioning. You have to start reconditioning your mind to be able to start believing that. And the more you write it down and you write it down and you write it down and you start seeing it, pretty soon you're going to start believing it.
Yeah. We've got another caller. Hold one moment. Thank you for calling the Empowerment Place. Do you have a question or comment?
This is Andrew West calling out of Houston. And I'm totally inspired listening to this conversation. Mr. Watson, he just like amazingly imparted with wisdom even at a young age. And I'm just calling in to give support. I don't have any questions.
Sir. Thank you.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you so much for calling in. Amen.
This is powerful. this is just powerful tonight because I have a feeling in my spirit it's gonna be some changes made tonight. People are not just on these lines tonight just to be listening. It's bigger than that. It's getting ready to be some transformation tonight. Those people who it was somebody on this line tonight who may have been fearful, may have been questioning themselves for a couple of years now. That's all going to change. And I'm speaking in existence to that right now. It's getting ready to change.
And I'll be in agreement with you. And not just transforming, but there's some now that are ready to go ahead and give birth to that seed that got planted, to that purpose, to that assignment. They're ready to, as the caller from Maryland, D.C. area spoke, you know, she said, I'm just stepping out. But God said now somebody's going to be ready to push out, to go ahead and birth it. Because as long as it's inside, sometimes you've got to know that when a woman is carrying a baby, term is 40 weeks. And what God has placed on the inside of us, you know, we can't measure it by the same that we do a pregnancy. But somebody's been holding it too long. And for a woman, if we keep a baby in too long, then it becomes dangerous, not just for that baby, but for that woman who's carrying it, to the extent that toxins and different things can happen where your life is in danger. There's somebody that God has planted purpose in. He's planted seed. He's planted plan. He's even shown you provision to make that thing happen. But because of fear, because you were listening to the wrong voices, because you were doubtful of where I need to go, how I need to do, who I need to talk to, now that thing is eating away at you. And you're not able to function the way that you used to function because you've been carrying that thing too long. God said, now today, you go ahead and push. Go ahead and push. Let that purpose, let that plan come forth so that he can begin to do a work and show forth his glory in the earth through your obedience. God said, you've been carrying it long enough. It's time to let it go. Amen?
Amen to that. Amen to that. And now I want to definitely mention this, is that that any time you do something as far as with this purpose and this calling, remember this, is that regret weighs more than risk.
Yes.
You don't want to be thinking back years from now that I wish I would have done this, I wish I would have done that. So I'm challenging you right here, right now, on April 20th. You can make a change.
Yeah.
If you've been talking about pursuing whatever this thing, whatever this is, whether it's a business, whether it's writing a book, whether it's, you know, public speaker, you know, going back to college, whatever you feel you may want to do, you may want to even move into a different industry. You may be working a job for a couple of years, and maybe you're not finding the fulfillment anymore. Maybe you feel like you cannot maximize there anymore. This is your time. This is your time to be able to step out. He's giving you the inspiration. He's giving you all the tools and all the resources that you need. And now it's your time. This is your opportunity to be able to just, you know, step out and just to realize that you have so much potential. And the worst part is realizing you have potential and not maximizing on that potential. Because remember this, we're all born with potential. That's one of the things that comes with the baby when he first comes out. He's like, here's a baby. Now that baby has potential. Now,
yeah, capacity is there.
Yeah.
From
yeah,
the very
not,
beginning.
Yeah.
Before he placed us in our mother's womb, capacity and propensity was already there.
Amen. You know?
It was already there.
Yeah.
Already there.
Yeah.
So there's no need for you to question, can I do it? It's already there.
Yeah. And let me ask you this. When we live off a legacy, off of what you're going to leave. When you leave this earth, is there something that you are leaving someone else? Now, let me ask you this. Do you want to leave this earth with a question is, well, he or she had potential, but I'm not sure what they could have done, or do you want to leave maximized, fulfilled, knowing that you left and you left it all out there? It's like an athlete. You plan a certain sport, and no matter if you win or lose, it's not about that. But it's about that you leave it all out there, that you give everything you had, that you use all your energy, all your heart and soul, or did you just exist? Were you just out there just nonchalant, jogging around?
When you speak to legacy as well, we have to understand that when we're operating in purpose and the plan of God to bring about fulfillment of an assignment, like I say at the end of my broadcast, is every day do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. So when that comes to the things of God, when we are operating in our purpose, now that we're operating and we're moving and we're fulfilling, don't hold all of that for yourself, because it's not for you. It's for the building of God's kingdom. So when God gives you information and ideas, share them with the next generation. Share them, because there will come somebody that can build on what you did to make it greater. So when
Amen.
You're operating, like the things that you've learned about publishing, because people were lying, you can now have conversations with others to give them the tools they need so they don't have to go through all the pitfalls of publishing, because let me empower you. Let me speak a word to you and that you have an ear to hear so you can receive this transfer, so you can be empowered to now bring about what it is your purpose and plan is in life. So those things that you have, you didn't hold for yourself. You took them because you want to help someone else. And
we've
got to
move
in that. We've got to be willing to transfer as we're working in our purpose, because we want to be able to build up others to help them also fulfill their purpose. You got to be willing to transfer it. You got to be willing to speak it. You've got to be willing to empower. So once they're empowered, they can empower somebody else. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. We've got about 10 minutes, and I'm going to open up all the phone lines just in case somebody has a question and they were shy to lift up their hand. Or if they have a comment, I'm going to open it up and allow that to happen. Now, if you don't want to say anything, you're not pressured to, but I'm going to give you the opportunity. Amen? Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for calling in. As I stated, we've got like 10 minutes. If there's a question, who laughed? Is that Prophetess Martha?
Yes.
You have a question or a comment?
No, I'm just laughing. You unmuted everybody.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Because I want you all that if you have a question or a comment and you didn't, go ahead and release it. Because sometimes just speaking a word, sometimes just releasing what it is that you may be holding on to will allow something else to take place to bring about a change in your life. Amen? While they're thinking about that. Go ahead.
I was going to make a comment on the ideas. When you were speaking on having ideas, a lot of people think that when they get an idea in their head that, oh, I had this great idea, and even if they write it down, they try to pursue that idea and things don't fall into place, so they fall back. But what God taught me is when I have an idea, it's not my idea, it's His idea. He gave it to me. So what He's telling me is, now that I gave you the idea, now come to me and get the instructions. Because just because you have the idea doesn't mean that you're going to be able to have the follow through. So when He gives you that idea, write it down and be ready to follow through with it, but also seek His faith on what it is that He wants you to do, and that will also help you to find your purpose.
Amen. Amen. So once He shows it to you, get the instruction, but after you get the instruction, also wait. After you've been given the idea, wait for the instruction. Amen. Amen.
Correct.
Amen. 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 Minister Sean, you want to tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah, definitely. I just want to say that definitely my book is titled Kissing Your Heart at Goodbye, which is a relationship guidebook that's definitely really helping relationships right now. This book you can actually purchase on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. Definitely comes in forms of a paperback as well as e-book. And definitely I just want anyone out there I want to also get my information. You may be seeking, you know, some guidance or some help in this journey of finding your purpose. If you are, you can also follow me on Facebook. I'm on Facebook at Shawn Watson. That's Shawon. My last name is Watson, Watson. And also too, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Shawn A. Watson. And also too, you can also reach me by mobile too. If you're not on any of those sites, you can reach my mobile, which is area code 281-825-1661. And again, it's 281-825-1661. And just know that I'm definitely here to be able to help you find your purpose. I could tell you that when I found my purpose, I feel like I found everything. You know, it was worth everything I had went through. And now I'm just so excited to be able to help many more people to be able to find their purpose and be able to find their fulfillment, because that's what we're here for. We're here for a reason and a purpose. And if we're not in that purpose, then we're really just here just existing.
Yeah, that's good. Who would imagine, ladies, that this young man, who he think he is, telling people what they can write? That's what they say, right, Sean?
I'm gonna tell you that is exactly what they say. You know, because I'm gonna tell you, there are so many people in this industry who are afraid to lose their spot, and because you're afraid to lose your spot, you want to hold and keep the blessings. You want to keep all those. And I've always heard the great leaders, like, you know, Bishop T.D. Jakes and all the ones that say, when you got a sermon or anything like that you've learned, that's not sure, but you must continue to keep passing on that blessing. And because I know about publishing now, because I know about finding purpose, I'm willing to be able to kind of share that, because I can tell you this, as I'm helping people along the way, God's going to continue blessing me. He's going to continue blessing me because I am sowing seeds. And a lot of people think that, that just financially you can sow seed, but there are other ways that you can. There are other ways of sowing seeds. Sowing seeds, or any time you're blessing somebody and giving them guidance, that's sowing a seed, because you are helping that person for the future. Because you mentioned again the legacy and passing on and
mm-hmm.
building off of what you've done. So just imagine you being to bring some into something. I mean, into someone else's life, a purpose.
Yeah,
it makes it feel more important, because it's the worst thing is waking up every day and wondering, oh my goodness, why did he wake me up this morning? What am I supposed to be doing? I mean, I just wanted to lay in bed all day. Why am I even up like that? Why did I get up this morning? Versus just knowing, I know why I'm up. I'm supposed to be a pastor. I know why I'm up. I'm supposed to be a writer. I know why I'm up. I'm supposed to be a business owner. I know why I'm up. I'm supposed to be all these different things. A singer, any of those things like that. But now you know, and it makes life that much more easier. It gives you energy. You're not stressed out, but you're motivated. The difference between stressed out and motivated, it's a big difference.
Yeah, amen.
When you have no purpose, you're stressed. When you have purpose, you're motivated.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's nothing better than living on purpose. Nothing better than living on purpose. Not at all. We're down to about 4 minutes. Is it correct to call you Minister Watson?
Hey, you can call me whatever you like.
No, I want to call you by your right name.
Okay, I mean, you just call. I mean, just go by speaker or author. However you want. Yeah, speaker or author is fine with me.
Okay.
No.
I really am. One of my mentors challenges me often about being called according to what God called me, not according to what man called me. So,
amen.
Our author, speaker.
Okay.
Watson, thank you so much for spending time with the Empowerment Place today. This has been great to my normal listeners. I know you've been blessed this week tremendously, because I was out there several times. Amen. And thank God for it. For those who came on today to support this great author and speaker, thank you so much for joining the Empowerment Place. Feel free to come back. We broadcast on Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Fire and Desire, myself and my co-host, Prophet Rodney Vini. I'm back again on Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time with an empowerment message. And that can speak to any area that God has laid on my heart or the heart of one of my guests to release. But thank you so much for joining us. I am Prophetess Valerie Burwell, also found on Facebook, Valerie Burwell. My website is empowermentplaceinc.com. You can follow me on Twitter, Burwell Empower. Give us a call if you have questions, you're interested in having something to share on the Empowerment Place. Feel free to give us a call at 804-658-3159. Again, 804-658-3159. We'll be happy to share with you. Arthur, we're down to like a minute and a half. If you would close us out with a word of prayer, I'll stand in agreement. Listeners, thank you so much for your time, for all the things that you shared. We do encourage you every day to be empowered. Do something new every day. If it's no more than learn a new word, empower yourself every day, and then take
Amen.
The responsibility to empower someone else. I'll turn it over to you.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this powerful, powerful segment that we had tonight. And we just thank you for the people who were tuning in. We thank you for the people who wanted to tune in, but they couldn't make it. And I thank you, Lord, because this was the place I was supposed to be tonight. I was supposed to be at this place for an hour tonight. And I just thank you for just allowing me to be able to speak, allowing me to be able to transform some minds. And we thank you, Lord, for just the change that people have already made, Lord. I'm speaking in existence, Lord, because I know, Lord, there are a lot of changes, Lord, that have already been made, Lord. You've already placed it on their hearts, Lord. They already know now what their purpose is. They already know now what to do. And we just thank you, Lord, because you're just an awesome God. You're a mighty God, an able God. And we just thank you, Lord. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, I do speak over this young man's life. God, I thank you for the doors that are being opened. I thank you for crooked places being made straight, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you because you are the provisioner of our provision. Do what needs to be done on his behalf, God, that his territory be enlarged. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, we give you the praise for it now in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You all until next time. Good night.